This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Championship Saturday, it is here. Welcome into Live Bet Saturday, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. He's Ben Stevens. I'm Dustin Sweetelson, live from the Circa Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas. And don't go anywhere. We got you covered in the early window of action across college football on a glorious Saturday in December. Ben, scale of 1 to 10, how fired up are you for today?
100. We need multipliers to describe my excitement for conference championship Saturday in college football. And Dustin Sweetelson, lucky for us here on Live Bet Saturday, we've got multiple conference titles at stake. Of course, the focus on a top 15 tilt in Dallas between Texas Tech and BYU. Can the Cougs play spoiler as a double-digit dog and clinch a spot in the college football playoff? Often overlooked, or will Texas Tech continue to make a statement as one of the most dominant teams in college football in 2025? And do not forget about the Mid-American Conference about to square off in Detroit at the home of the Lions in Ford Field. It's Miami, Ohio, looking for a third berth in the MAC title game in the first championship since 2023, and a Western Michigan team that only has one loss against MAC foes this year, Dustin. It was the end of October against Miami, led by Chuck Martin.
Let's get into all of it right now. The playoff picture, we think, will get clearer, but I don't think that's actually the case. The intention is it will get a lot clearer. I'm not sure the way this season is going. That's what we're looking at. However, you mentioned it. We have a couple of awesome games about to get going. Let's begin with the big boy in the Big 12, where right now you've got Texas Tech out to a 13.5-point favorite. Total's gone back up to 50 and a hook. This thing dropped down below 50 briefly yesterday. Back up over 50.5. I like the under in this game. The under has cashed the last two meetings between these programs. And look, the last time they played, Texas Tech dominated. We were on the air. We watched that game play out. It forced me to bet 19-1 on Texas Tech to win the title. BYU was held to 255 total yards to Texas Tech's 368. How do you see this one playing out, Ben?
Yeah, Dustin, as you alluded to, we were live for that top 10 tilt. The first top 10 football game in Lubbock since 2008. The first top 10 game for BYU football in history. Did not go the way of the Cougs. You mentioned the numbers. 13.5 in favor of the Red Raiders. Total back up north of 50 on this conference championship Saturday morning. Basically the same numbers that we had when Texas Tech was hosting the game in Lubbock and won that one in dominant fashion, 29-7. Let's start with the BYU perspective. If the Cougars are hoping to change the outcome and earn that automatic bid as the Big 12 champ to the college football playoff, here's how they do it. On the ground, one of the three best rushing offenses in the Big 12, second best. And in that game, they were held to just 67 yards against Texas Tech in terms of their rushing attack, and LJ Martin, their lead back, not necessarily healthy just about a month ago. Texas Tech won that game, Dustin, by three touchdowns. If you're backing the Red Raiders and you think they can be dominant and impressive even further, here's where you're hanging your hat. Eight trips for Texas Tech offensively inside the 25-yard line of BYU, seven inside the red zone, only two touchdowns. The Red Raiders really unable to convert, hitting Pater in that game of what probably could have been a loftier decision for Texas Tech in that matchup. BYU needs to be stellar on the ground, both offensively and defensively, to keep this game within striking distance. Texas Tech continues to impress in every single phase of football this year, Dustin.
Yeah, look, I like the under because I think that defense sets the tone. However, I did place a few player props on this game. The first one we're looking at, we're going Bear Bachmeyer under on his rushing yardage. I believe it was 30.5 when I bet it. It's up at VSiN.com/picks. There's a couple elements at play here, but it's that Bear Bachmeyer is a good mobile quarterback, but he didn't run well against this team last time. And remember, sacks in college football count towards your rushing yardage. And I expect this defense to put pressure on Bear Bachmeyer when he's trying to make throws. When he makes throws, I think a sneaky little play here. We're going to attack Carson Ryan, the tight end for BYU, in two ways. We're going to go over 3.5 receptions, which was plus 116. Also over on his receiving yardage as well, which was 33.5. He only had 32, but had four catches in Lubbock against Texas Tech earlier last month. He's cleared 3.5 receptions in 3 of 4, 4 of 6. Last four games, he's averaging 53 yards per game, which is well over that 32.5. And then BYU, 12.5 point dog, 13 point dog. They're going to be throwing from behind. I went back and looked. The last seven games, this Texas Tech defense is allowing 5.71 receptions, 49.57 yards to opposing tight ends. A few of them have feasted against them. And I just think with BYU throwing from behind, they're going to look to Carson Ryan, the tight end, very often today.
Yeah, Dustin, it's a great look to find some player prop advantages on this conference title Saturday. And when we focus on only two games in this window, only five for the entirety of this conference championship Saturday as well. If you have player props available, more opportunities to get some wagers down. Really important, Dustin, in this football game for BYU to generate more offense. That was very much Bear Bachmeier's worst start as BYU's true freshman quarterback. He'll rely on LJ Martin in the backfield if they can get it done. And of course, it's difficult against that stingy front seven for the Red Raiders. I should mention I have a Texas Tech plus 550 to win the Big 12 championship ticket bet way back in the middle of July. I think the Red Raiders win this game outright. If I had to pick a side, I think BYU keeps this within two touchdowns. I'm not saying they even keep this to a single possession, but I think the game is decided by 10 points or fewer. I think BYU will look more competitive in the retaining of Kalani Sitake, their head man, in this matchup for the Big 12 championship.
Yeah, neutral site plays a role in that, but also the situation for Texas Tech, Ben. They win this game. They know they're winning. They have a quarterback in Baron Morton who's been injured a lot in his career. There's a chance he doesn't play if they're up, let's say, 10, 13 points, and there's only a couple minutes to go. Well, that leaves the back door open for BYU catching such a big number. I think at 13, that's the lean I'd go with. I love the under, though. You mentioned LJ Martin. We've seen his rushing prop drop 24 hours from about 71.5 down to 69.5. I do like the under in that, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait. Yeah. If he breaks off a big run or two early and his in-game rushing prop gets inflated, I'm coming back the other way on the under. We do have a game about to get going at Ford Field. It's the MAC championship. Miami of Ohio taking on Western Michigan. This game opened 2.5. We sit 2.5. However, Circa here is at 2 with Western Michigan favored. Total is 44.5. Last meeting, you touched on it. Miami of Ohio won 26-17. Some changes, though, since then. Daquan Finn is no longer with the program for Miami of Ohio. Henry Hessen played a game, wasn't that good. They turned it over to the freshman, Thomas Goskowski. He is going to be your quarterback in this matchup against the Western Michigan Broncos, who like to run the football. Both defenses very good here, Ben. That's why I'm on the first half under 21.5, but some over money coming into the market earlier today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 43 and a hook, that total. Miami, Ohio in its third consecutive MAC championship game, the Fighting Sweater Vests of Chuck Martin. They are the first team out of the MAC to appear in at least three consecutive title games in the Mid-American Conference since Northern Illinois back from 2010 through 2015. You mentioned that defense for Miami, Ohio, second best rushing defense, Dustin, in the MAC, allowing only 118 rushing yards per game. To me, that is the key matchup. It is the best mark in nearly 13 seasons under Chuck Martin on the defensive side of the ball. And what Western Michigan wants to do is run it. They are running the football at nearly 64% of their plays. It is the sixth highest rushing play percentage non-service academy at the FBS level. And when you look at the quarterback play for the Broncos, that's where things get going. Brock Lowry is their signal caller. He is also their leading rusher. Nearly 900 yards on the ground, 14 rushing scores for Western Michigan, who has that lone loss in MAC play against Miami, Ohio at the end of October. Quarterback for that game, as you alluded to, Daquan Finn. Quarterback now, the freshman from Indianapolis, Thomas Kukowski, who has looked really good. It is about a game and a half of full action, providing a spark for that Red Hawks offense.
All right, I am on the first half under Chuck Martin. You hit on him, 76-61 to the first half under in his career. I'm also on the quarterback for WMU, Brock Lowry, over 79.5 rush yards. He's their top rusher. They're going to look to him in what's going to be a low-scoring game. I think he calls his own number. They don't want to turn the ball over. And I do think Lowry ends up going over 80 yards in this matchup. Underway in the Big 12 title game, Arlington, Texas. Red Raiders with the football first. Their first play from scrimmage was an incompletion, setting up a second and 10. Still waiting for the MAC title game to get started, although, interesting note, it was listed opposite. It was supposed to be the MAC title game starting at 12:05 Eastern and the Big 12 starting at 10 after. And for some reason, the MAC championship didn't maximize their opportunity to have 5 minutes of the nation's attention undivided on them. And now we've got Texas Tech with a false start backing them up a bit on their opening drive, Ben.
Yeah, blame that on Pat McAfee and just riling up the crowd at the SEC championship game in Atlanta as game day came to a close. Despite being backed up by 5 yards, a quick stripe for Texas Tech to get near the first down marker as they find their rhythm offensively. Dustin, it was important to note in that game, after missing about 3 weeks, Barrett Morton returned for the Red Raiders, still did not look 100% healthy at the quarterback spot, but played pretty well. 17 of 32, 219 for Texas Tech in that matchup and a touchdown. But that was the most, 15 incompletions for Morton in any game for this Texas Tech offense this year. Was also sacked 4 times by that BYU front in the initial matchup in the regular season in Lubbock. We give a lot of credit to the Red Raiders defensive line. Keep an eye on what BYU was able to do defensively today as well in Arlington.
All right, we're about to get underway in the MAC title game. It looks like Miami of Ohio kicking off to Western Michigan. Broncos with the football first. We do have a couple college basketball games that are pretty good on right now. Iowa State's at Purdue. I took 6 last night with the Cyclones. It got up to 5. Also, Duke and Michigan State in East Lansing. I went under on that one. You think that young Duke team is going to be able to dictate the pace? Tom Izzo is going to control everything. We're in the controls right now. We'll take you through the opening drives of both the Big 12 and MAC title games on the other side of Live Bet Saturday.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Conference Championship Saturday is now fully underway. Our first 2 of 5 conference title showdowns on this Saturday are now fully starting. He is Dustin Sweetelson. I am Ben Stevens. And Dustin, in the break, we've got action immediately. We talked about Western Michigan, the top seed in the MAC all year long, and how dominant they have been on the ground with their MAC Offensive Player of the Year at the QB spot in Brock Lowry. 3 plays for the Broncos on the opening offensive possession of the MAC championship game and a touchdown. All 3 on the ground, including the 67-yard sprint, not from Lowry, but his running back in Jalen Bradley, taking it all the way to the house for Western Michigan, or Jalen Buckley, I should say, for Western Michigan, the 67-yard score. The Broncos strike first in Detroit. They lead 7-0. They closed as a 2-point favorite to win a MAC championship. They score on their opening offensive possession. It's now a live 4.5-point spread, Dustin, in favor of Western Michigan, looking for their first MAC championship since 2016.
A bit of a surprising start there, just because these are 2 very good defensive teams, both good at defending the run. And Lowry ran it a couple times, and then Buckley on 1 carry, 67 yards. It just opened up. He took off. There was nobody in sight. And just like that, Western Michigan is up 7-0. They're now laying 4.5 in the market, total of 51.5. See, this is what you have to do as a bettor. You have to try to figure out, was that play a fluke, or was that play a sign of things to come? And I came into this game thinking we were not going to have a ton of explosive runs here, as there's a late hit penalty on the quarterback by Western Michigan. So that should put Miami of Ohio, I believe that's going to be a penalty, right? They hit him pretty late after the play, Gotkowski. I don't know if they did. Maybe they didn't call it. But I do think, because that play is something you don't really bake into the situation, at 52.5, I would consider the under. But let's see what Miami of Ohio does first, because you and I have been doing this show all season long. What do we like to do? Fade in a lot of these games what we see in those opening scripted drives. You're going to look your best on those first 2 drives of the game. And if Miami of Ohio, who's now pushing in plus territory to potentially get some points here, there is an opportunity to bet the under in game if Miami of Ohio gets some points here. In the Big 12 title game, Texas Tech forced a punt on their opening drive. Barron Morton was almost intercepted as we were coming back from break on a tipped ball, which could have really flipped the script on what we're looking at. Texas Tech laying 11.5, Ben. Total down to 46 and a hook.
Yeah, really good defensive stand from BYU, because we were talking about it, Dustin, the Red Raiders kind of moving the ball methodically, picking up a couple of chunks into BYU territory. The Cougs get a tackle for loss on Jacoby Williams, the backup running back for Texas Tech, put Texas Tech's offense in third and long, unable to convert, punt the ball back to BYU. They are reviewing what looks to me, Dustin Sweetelson,
that's a catch,
like a reception for the Redhawks in Detroit. Thomas Gutkowski looking for his big play threat. Cam Perry down the sideline, who went up with his left hand, made the grab. If he's got possession and control, his left foot hits in the green inbounds before he rumbles out of bounds. And that's been the story for Cam Perry this year. He is averaging nearly 25 yards per reception, a huge downfield threat for this Redhawks offense. And the freshman from Indy, making his second career start in Thomas Gutkowski, has kind of provided a little bit more of a downfield passing spark for this Miami offense. They're still reviewing that play, Dustin, but about 2 minutes into this game, Miami could be inside the red zone of Western Michigan, threatening for a second touchdown for a pregame total that was 43.5 in the MAC championship.
Oh, this would kill my first half under 21.5. I mean, we got a 67-yard touchdown runner. We got a freshman quarterback throwing the ball all over a really stout Western Michigan defense. This was not the plan that I had in place for this game. But I do think that's a catch, and it's a tremendous play. By the way, in double coverage, a perfectly spotted ball by Gutkowski. Great play by the receiver to snag it, and Perry comes down with 1 foot in bounds. By the way, the ref right in front of him botched that call. How do you not see that? What are they calling? After review, they're saying, I'm reading lips right now. Call overturned. It's a catch. The Redhawks on the precipice of adding points and matching the Western Michigan score just like that in the market. It's still 3.5, total up to 54.5, Ben. If they punch it in and score a touchdown, on principle, have to bet the under here.
I would agree, right? We talk about this all the time. Scripted plays on the opening offensive possession. You are going to put your best foot forward with a conference championship at stake. We know Western Michigan is going to run the football. They do so exceptionally well. Three plays, 75 yards, 67-yard sprint up the middle for Jalen Buckley. Okay, Miami, Ohio, still the second best rushing defense in the MAC. Only allowing 118 yards per game, which is pretty good by MAC defensive standards. They're going to make their adjustments. Western Michigan, second best scoring defense in the Mid-American Conference this year. Okay, the big play threat of Cam Perry gets a big play. We'll start to make the adjustments as well under Lance Taylor. It's really interesting when you get into conference championship weekend, Dustin, and maybe some are not as familiar with the MAC despite the glory that is Tuesday night and Wednesday night football in the month of November. We have talked about WMU's quarterback in Brock Lowry, MAC Offensive Player of the Year. On the other side, Nadane Turner is also the MAC Defensive Player of the Year for Western Michigan. They've got a lot of talent on this team and only one conference loss in that regular season bout in the dramatic fourth quarter comeback for the Redhawks.
All right, let's see. They are on a third and goal situation from about the 3-yard line is Miami of Ohio. Can they find pay dirt and answer the Western Michigan touchdown? 50-50 ball is going to miss. What do you do here if you're Chuck Martin? Although there's a flag on that play, we might be getting a PI. Let's see what this call is. This could be massive for Miami of Ohio getting another set of downs, or maybe it's a hold coming back. The call is?
Let's see.
On the defense, that's the second time. That's the second time they've hit Gutkowski. So that's clear. They want to ruffle the feathers of the freshman quarterback. They want him to have happy feet in the pocket because he's scared he's going to. Yeah, that one's not that bad. That wasn't as bad as the last one. I don't know. They came in late and pushed him, but like it wasn't that late. I don't even know if.
It's generally the two-step rule, right? If after the quarterback throws the football, the defender takes two or more steps and then lays the boom, that's a roughing the passer call. I'm not sure that was two steps, and I can definitely tell you that was not laying the boom. Let's see if Miami takes advantage, and they do. Touchdown, Redhawks. We're about to have a tie game in Detroit. Jordan Brunson in from just a yard away for Miami, Ohio. So Dustin Sweetelson, the big play to Cam Perry in both teams in the MAC championship game that had a pregame over-under of just 43 and a hook. score on their opening offensive possessions. Live total now at 55.5. Hey. I see you have your phone out, my friend. Are you live betting the under in the MAC title game?
Yes, look, you got to go with your gut sometimes. My gut's large. Yeah. It doesn't let me down that often. I feed it plenty. So, you know, it's well nourished and prepared for the moment. And right now the gut is telling me the under is the way to look in this game. I may be wrong. I had the first half under, which does not look good right now, but you just saw the best opportunities for those offenses on scripted drives to find a way to get into the end zone. And Western Michigan specifically, that's not a play I don't think we're going to see very often in this game, a 67-yard touchdown run. On principle, I'm going to go under at 55.5 on this MAC title game. You know, BYU tried a trick play just now, did not work. Now they're facing a 3rd-and-1. However, an injury to a Texas Tech player, is that who I think it is who's down? Is that Jacob Rodriguez?
I believe that was Jacob Rodriguez, the middle linebacker for the Red Raiders defense that literally is in Heisman Trophy consideration. Incorrectly so. I just want to point out, Dustin, that would help both your first half under and the live under the MAC championship game in the Motor City. PAT by Miami, Ohio, good. I think it was deflected. So it's 7-6, Western Michigan still in front. It should also be noted that we're right now in conference championship Saturday in the holiday season. Make the holidays unforgettable with Omaha Steaks. From holiday roasts to hand-selected gift packages, Omaha Steaks delivers top-quality meals and memorable gifts that bring everyone together. Every steak is perfectly aged and hand-carved for exceptional flavor. And right now, as a VSiN exclusive, you get 16 free smash burgers with any order of $129 or more, plus 50% off site-wide. Visit omahasteaks.com/VSiN. That's omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. So, quick update. MAC championship game. PAT for Miami. No good. Western Michigan still in front by just a point, 7-6. Injury timeout in the Big 12 championship game. And yes, they were attending to the star linebacker for Texas Tech, Dustin, on that defensive side, Jacob Rodriguez.
This could be a big blow. Although he was on one knee, it wasn't like he was laying there on the ground. But if they lose the heartbeat of that defense against BYU in the title game, it could be crucial. Right now in the market, it's an 8.5-point spread. Texas Tech laying it. Total down to 44.5 off the 50 and a hook. It closed at Ben. I think we're going to have two very interesting first halves here in both of these games.
I would agree, and we are off by a full touchdown of the pregame totals in both spots. Big 12 closed at 50.5. It's live at 44.5. 43.5 in the MAC championship game. It is all the way up live to 55.5. We continue to deliver those live betting opportunities on Live Bet Saturday next.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Live Bet Saturday rolls on. I'm Dustin Sweetelson alongside Ben Stevens. We got you covered in the early window of championship Saturday. Right now, Big 12 title game. We've got a scoreless ball game, 7:03 to go in the first. In the MAC championship, there's been a little bit of action. Western Michigan with a 7-6 lead at Ford Field over Miami of Ohio. Right now, Western Michigan lane 2.5, 54.5 is your total in that game. To help us understand this BYU-Texas Tech matchup, what it means for BYU-Texas Tech, the Big 12, we're now going to go to the Progressive guest line. Welcome in Darnell Dixon, sports columnist and writer over at the Daily Herald, at Darnell Writes on X, and he joins us now here on Live Bet Saturday. Darnell, before we get to everything that's gone on this week, opening drive for the Cougars, still with the football, we're scoreless. They just picked up a first down on a 3rd-and-1 run. They're in plus territory and could kick a field goal to take a lead on Texas Tech. What do you make of the early goings here in the Big 12 title game?
I think we all, first of all, grateful to be on the program with you guys. I think all of us were pretty much decided that it was good for BYU to get off to a much better start than they got off the first time these two teams played. And they have. 10-play drive for Texas Tech ends in a punt on the opening drive. And then BYU is moving the football right now against a really good football team.
Yeah, Darnell, they certainly are. A little trickery right there. It looked like Parker Kingston faked a toss to LJ Martin, held onto it himself, and hit the tight end Carson Ryan for a 20-yard gain down to the Texas Tech 10-yard line. So as we focus on the Big 12 championship in Arlington, Darnell, as everybody was getting ready for this game, BYU, the hefty underdog, closing nearly as a 2-touchdown dog once again, losing the game by 22 in the regular season against the Red Raiders. As you were getting ready for the Big 12 title, in your estimation, what was the key matchup for BYU to play spoiler or at least keep this game a little bit more competitive than the one we saw just about a month ago?
Well, as far as a key matchup, I think you have to talk about how BYU approaches the game of football. And they really need to have a complementary style approach. And by complementary, I mean each unit complements the other, offense, defense, special teams. In that first game at Texas Tech, the defense actually played pretty well. They forced 5 field goals in the red zone and did a nice job keeping Texas Tech out of the end zone. But the offense did not move the ball very well, turned it over. The special teams made 2 really huge mistakes. This is not a team that's going to blow teams out. They really haven't blown anybody out since the opener against Portland State. They're a team that needs everybody to work together to make that happen. And so I felt like coming into this game, they needed to be very clean on both sides of the ball. They needed to not make those mistakes they made in Lubbock. And so far, this is what's playing out. It's a team that has done this all year. When they've played complementary football, they've won football games. When they haven't, and that was the case when they went to Lubbock, they did not win, and they didn't look that good. So that was the key to me coming in, was can BYU play a complementary style where all 3 units work together?
Darnell Dixon is our guest, sports columnist and writer over at the Daily Herald. An update in the MAC title game, Brock Lowry just fumbled near the goal line. It was run back the other way by Miami of Ohio, pushed out at the other 5-yard line, so like a 90-yard run. I think this is going to get brought back. I want to say Lowry's knee was down before the ball came loose. They're reviewing it at this point in time. But back to the Big 12 championship with Darnell. You know, you had a busy week, man. A lot of talk about Kalani Sitake going to Penn State. Unfortunately for the Nittany Lions, that's the way the cookie crumbles. He stays with the Cougs. When you look at that whole situation, do you believe him deciding to stay, sign that extension with BYU? You think that was maybe a boost for this program, gave him a little bit of energy going into this game with Texas Tech?
I think it probably did. And there was a video that made the rounds of him announcing after practice that he was staying. You could see the reaction from the players. And, you know, during this time of the season, this kind of thing could be a huge distraction. We've seen that play out a couple other times. It's going to play out again. The NCAA needs to do something about the timing of these things. It's just awful for the student athletes to try to figure out what's going on when their coach may or may not be leaving. But Kalani is the right fit here at BYU. He's a former player. He said it's his dream job. The investment by the school and the university into the program really had to pick up when they joined the Big 12. That they had to realize in accepting that they were not going to be able to do anything cheaply. They were going to have to really step in and commit to get the resources this program needed. And when this happened with Kalani, they really had to make another commitment and make even larger to keep him and keep all of his assistants. There was some NIL money that was discussed that they were going to be ponying up more for that. This is a program that wants to be competitive and successful. And you can't do that in today's college football unless you invest. And so that commitment by BYU in the program really shows this is a program that wants to step forward and be really good. And they've always had a lot of good investors. They've always had some boosters with money, but obviously, you know, you couldn't pay players 10 years ago or 5 years ago or whatever. Now you can, and they're stepping up. And so keeping Kalani was really important in that process.
The investment, the resources in Provo, certainly there. Darnell Dixon joining us on the Progressive Guest Line. Looking at the Big 12 championship game and, of course, its implications, Darnell, for the college football playoff. It feels rather strangely to me that the Cougs' only way into the CFP is winning outright in the Big 12 title game and getting that automatic bid as one of the 5 highest-ranked conference champs. But it's been a point of conversation this week that BYU seems overlooked in terms of those at-large bids in comparing resumes between Alabama, Notre Dame, and Miami. Despite being ranked 11th and sandwiched in between a few of those teams, BYU really not getting the national recognition. How has the idea of being overlooked for the Cougars kind of influenced their motivation entering the Big 12 championship game?
I think it's pretty important for this program to be where they are. And, you know, they aren't the only program in the country that has a beef with the College Football Playoff Committee. I mean, Miami's sitting here thinking, hey, we beat Notre Dame. Why aren't we in front of them? And you've got Texas saying, hey, look at all the wins we've got against really good teams and the kind of schedule we play we should be in. So I think the system needs to be tweaked, and it will be eventually. But it sure seems like the College Football Playoff Committee finds a data point and decides this is what we're going to hang our hat on. And with BYU, it was the loss to Texas Tech in Lubbock early in November. They didn't pass the eye test in that game, and they got beat by 22 points. And that's the data point that the College Football Playoff Committee decided to hang on. And you look at all the other things that BYU was strength of schedule, strength of record, all those things that they should be looking at, and they aren't. So what it turns out is this is a must-win game. It's seriously, since BYU lost to Texas Tech, every game they played has been a must-win game if they want to be in the playoffs. And so they've kind of been facing this situation for a little over a month now. And now they're in the position where they control their own destiny. It shouldn't have to come to this. I don't think an 11-1 team from a power conference shouldn't have to be this route, but here we are.
Darnell, while you were talking, LJ Martin found the end zone, and the Cougars, ooh, as underdogs of 13 points, are now up 7-0, 4:52 remaining in the first. Last question here. How do you feel about the prospects of BYU playing with a lead against this Texas Tech team?
I think that's a great start for BYU. They were able to establish the run game a little bit here, broke out a couple of specials in the first drive, and that touchdown was actually out of the Wildcat, which they haven't really run much this year with LJ Martin. So this is a good football team. And, you know, the thing about losing at Texas Tech was that was a huge game for the Red Raiders, and they're a really good team. And so if BYU is going to win this game or be competitive in this game, the good start was something that they really needed to do. And they look like they belong. And, you know, in passing the eye test with the College Football Playoff Committee, here we go. This is an opportunity to do that.
Well, Darnell, thanks for doing this today. I know it's a crazy time. Appreciate you checking in during the game. And hopefully the game is as interesting as it's been through the middle of the first quarter here.
All right. You guys enjoy your Saturday.
Thanks so much, man. Darnell Dixon at Darnell Writes on X. Read him over at the Daily Herald. Hey, for those of you who haven't joined VSiN Pro yet, we've extended the Black Friday offer. Kind of wild. $60. You'll get VSiN Pro access to everything we do now through May 1st. That's all the best bets from every single show. That is the betting splits from DraftKings, Circa, and Brocco, plus 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, the AI player prop projections, all the tools, the analysis, the trends, the articles, and coverage of every sport now through then, March Madness, the NFL Draft, and the Masters. With our College Football Playoffs betting guide about to drop in the next week, the timing couldn't be better. Black Friday special ends tomorrow, though. Don't miss out. VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. He's Ben Stevens. I'm Dustin Sweetelson. Big 12 title game. While I was talking, Texas Tech already facing a 3rd-and-10, Ben, as Baron Morton looks deep and he connects on a chunk play for the Red Raiders, who are across midfield looking to answer that BYU score. It's a 5.5-point spread. Red Raiders are laying it. Will we have a discount play? We'll discuss on the other side of Live Bet Saturday.
Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Live Bet Saturday on Championship Saturday in college football. Right back to the action because Texas Tech down by a touchdown with just about 90 seconds left in the first quarter in the Big 12 Championship game, threatening against BYU. But Dustin, if there was one thing to complain about when you beat a conference foe in a top 10 tilt at home by 22 for the Red Raiders in the regular season was their inability to hit Pater with red zone trips. 7 red zone possessions against BYU in the regular season matchup in early November. Only two touchdowns. A third and three awaits Texas Tech inside BYU's 10-yard line as we speak. And the reason they were backed up just a little bit, a timeout as the play clock was winding down and a false start penalty on the Red Raiders O-line right out of the timeout. Here is third and three. And another flag on the field. Is that going to be a delay of game? No, a false start penalty on Texas Tech, backing them up once more. A third and eight now upcoming for this Red Raiders offense, making the mistakes early.
All right, here's the deal, though. I did just bet them -6.5 in game. I just think it's such a huge drop off the number where we closed at 13. They're downfield. They're able to move the football. But you're right. They look sloppy. This does not look like a team that's in sync, a team that is ready for the moment. But I think in the end, they'll get there. And with BYU, we just saw their best chance at a drive where they were running wildcat and tush pushes to end up finding pay dirt and score the first touchdown of the game. I just think right now you could get Texas Tech -5.5. I kind of like that. Your in-game total is 48.5. As Texas Tech's going to have a big decision to make. On third and eight, they throw short of the goal line. Knocked out of bounds is Virgil, who has been heavily involved in the offense to start.
Heavily involved.
And will they kick the field goal, make it 7-3 in a Big 12 title game, or are they going to go for the gusto and the touchdown right now as this offense has sputtered in the red zone, Ben?
Yeah, they certainly have. Again, just two touchdowns in their eight trips inside the 25-yard line, seven officially in the red zone. And one of those touchdowns came early in the fourth quarter back in Lubbock in early November when Texas Tech was already in front 19-0. They are settling for the field goal, but they'll give Joey McGuire just a little bit more time to think about it as the end of the first quarter has arrived. In Arlington, they will flip the sides of the field as the second quarter is about to begin. So at the end of one, BYU leads by a touchdown 7-0. That live spread that Dustin alluded to is 5.5 in favor of Texas Tech. Total close just slightly north of 50. It's at 48.5. You are looking at the total, my friend of the MAC championship game, both first half and live. Western Michigan, by the way, the fumble for Brock Lowry, the quarterback for the Broncos, overturned. WMU settles for a field goal. They have a 10-6 lead in Detroit. Miami, Ohio, ensuing offensive possession. Doesn't get much, but a brilliant punt inside Western Michigan's 10-yard line. That, Dustin, is how you keep the under alive in the MAC championship game.
Yeah, however, I believe we're about to get a PI that could flip the field some for Western Michigan's offense. And that does not help with my first half under. That's dead on arrival. I just added another live bet in the Big 12 title game. Hear my process out. We just had three possessions in the first quarter. That means BYU might only have one or two left in the first half. I said I wanted to look at LJ Martin, the running back for BYU, if they got off to a good start, under on his rushing prop. So it closed at around 69, 68 and a half, somewhere around there. Yeah. It was 71 and a half yesterday. I just went under 78 and a half in game. And now if BYU has the lead throughout the game, that could hurt me. But at the same time, I don't know how many possessions there are going to be for either offense throughout this Big 12 championship game. It may be tough for him to clear that number. I'm getting a better number than it closed because they got off to a good start on one drive. But there's a chance the way these two teams are operating offensively, BYU only has two and a half drives to start this first half.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy to see just because of that time of possession. LJ Martin, 4 carries, 18 yards, a touchdown, scored the opening touchdown of the game for the Cougs. Dustin, that was a huge component of the opening matchup in Lubbock. LJ Martin was a game time decision, gutted it out, but was not healthy against a very stingy Red Raiders front, only had 10 attempts on the ground for just 35 yards. In that game, BYU was held to only 255 total yards against this Texas Tech defense that is top 10 in the major statistical categories around the country. BYU's offense has averaged 428 yards per game in the 11 others that have not been played against this Red Raiders D. So a 23-yard field goal awaits when the second quarter begins. We expect in Arlington for Texas Tech, Brock Lowry, the MAC Offensive Player of the Year, is living up to that billing because of what he can do on the ground. He has Western Michigan into Miami territory utilizing those legs, And are we going to get another flag against that Red Hawk secondary on a deep ball for the Broncos? We're about to find out. What do we have? Yes, we have pass interference once again against Miami, Ohio.
Yeah.
Not great, Dustin, for the first half under.
No.
Not great for Miami, Ohio winning outright, the first of a three-leg parlay for me today.
But I'm already visioning how this is going to math out. It's 10-6, right? 16 points in this game. Western Michigan is not going to score here and go over. What they'll do is they'll settle for a field goal. So we'll be looking at, let's see, 13-6, that's 19. And then as the half ends, there will be a field goal that puts us over the first half total. So you will watch my heart break in real time. They're going to do it very slow, methodically, and make sure that we get the most out of the first half. But in the end, I already know my dreams will be crushed in this game. In-game number adjustment, Western Michigan lane 7.5 as Lowry runs to the right. And that is about 6-7 yard gain. So Western Michigan lane 7.5 up 10-6, 59.5 is the total. In the Big 12 title game with BYU up 7-0, looking to see if Texas Tech kicks the field goal here. Red Raiders lane 3.5, total of 45.5. So you can get a great number right now on Texas Tech of just more than a field goal. Literally 45 seconds ago, I laid 6.5. So, I mean, I love 3.5. I'm jealous of anyone who can bet that right now because I think Texas Tech in the end outlasts BYU.
Yeah, it is just a little bit interesting. 23-yard field goal, good for Texas Tech. Red Raiders on the board, 7-3, though. BYU in front, 4 seconds in to this second quarter. What plagued Texas Tech, even in their 22-point win against the Cougs in November, was their inability to hit pay dirt in the red zone. One red zone trip, have to settle for a short 23-yard field goal. In the mistakes, no penalties against BYU so far, Dustin. 3 against Texas Tech, all alignment false start penalties. A little bit sloppy here. And I do believe BYU, if I had to pick a side in this game, was going to cover 12.5, 13.5 points. I think the Cougars have been overlooked often. They have been an unreal underdog under Kalani Sitake the last few years. We'll see what the offense does in their second possession already in the second quarter. Dustin, we alluded to how critical the ground game was going to be in both spots, but certainly in the MAC championship for a Western Michigan team that runs the football on 63.6% of their plays. They are averaging 8.4 yards per carry against Miami, who is the second best rushing defense in the MAC this year, only allowing 118 yards per game. Not so far here early in the opening half in Detroit in the MAC title game. Still about 40 seconds left in the first quarter.
Yeah, Lowry and company down at the 12-yard line looking to add to their lead, and they run a trick play. Miami of Ohio sniffs it out, though. That's going to be for a loss. What a step up by the D. Is there a flag on the play?
You're just so spot on in how you mathed it out.
Your
heart is going to feel.
Now it's
going to be 2nd and 17. Yeah, I'm already sorry for you.
Ben, I'm 40 years old. I've learned to understand what God does to me in these moments. And it's not that he's testing me. He's torturing me. And I you know what? I'll say this. I'll say he or she. I won't put a gender on God. Oh, that's going to upset a lot of our listeners. I'll move on. A big sack for Texas Tech of Bear Bachmeyer in the Big 12 title game. And that'll bring up 2nd down for BYU. A 2nd and 11. Yeah, you like that. You like that. Was Rodriguez involved in that? They're highlighting him in the broadcast. Obviously a monster, a guy that's all over the field. He's involved in the offense. He's the heartbeat of the defense. I'm very curious, 2nd drive for BYU here, with that number shortening up the way that it did at 5.5, Texas Tech laying it right now. How do they answer the score? And this defense is starting to dial it up, Ben. Yeah. Defense is dialing it up. The total had gotten back up to 49.5 before this drive. It just dropped back down 2 points to 47.5. We are going to have a slugfest from here on out.
I completely agree. I don't actually think when you look at both the numbers in this game, it is the wrong idea to bet both live unders. 48.5 just ticked up ever so slightly in the Big 12 title game in Arlington. And at the end of the first quarter, officially in the MAC title game, that live total is 56.5. That is 13 points higher than our closing total of 43.5. We've got 16 points in the opening quarter in Western Michigan inside Miami's red zone once again. Listen, for 2 games to kick off championship Saturday in college football, now into the second quarter in both, We've got action, and you are in the right place. He's Dustin. I'm Ben. We're back on Live Bet Saturday on VSiN. Next.